This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Chinese officials said Monday that their gross domestic product expanded by 4.9% in the third quarter from a year earlier, putting China's economy back toward its pre-coronavirus levels. The Wall Street Journal says China revived its economy in three stages. First, by shutting down economic activity. In April, authorities got factories revved up again, allowing exports to increase. Then in the third quarter, authorities began encouraging consumers to venture out and open their wallets. After big tech censoring of President Trump and other conservatives in recent months, State Representative Tom Kading in North Dakota introduced a bill that would put social media giants like Twitter and Facebook in legal trouble for restricting political posts in North Dakota. No word on when the measure would be voted on. The winner at the Sony Open in Honolulu, Hawaii, belonged to Kevin Na. He won for the fourth time in a row. Na was three shots behind with six holes to play for a one-shot victory with a birdie on the final hole. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As the nation prepares for a new president, the nation's capital looks more like a war zone than a place to celebrate. Washington, D.C.'s military buildup is not only happening at the nation's capital, but also at state capitals. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
The nation's capital is on lockdown as Washington, D.C. prepares for Wednesday's inauguration, but some security experts are warning that state capitals across the country are at more of a risk for violence than the nation's capital. Former FBI Assistant Director Chris Swecker tells Fox News that the state capitals could be the softer targets for those intending on committing violence on Inauguration Day.
I'm more concerned, really, about what's happening in our nation's capital, the capitals of the states, the capital cities. I think those are going to be the softer targets for people who don't want to travel to D.C., understand that it's buttoned down. And then that is a hit or miss proposition when it comes to the police departments and whether they're enabled and funded and capable of dealing with that kind of problem.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Some awesome divisional playoffs in the National Football League over the weekend have revealed who's moving on and the guys that get to watch the remainder of the 2020 season from the couch. On Saturday, the Packers beat the Rams 32-18. The Bills knocked out the Ravens 17-3. On Sunday, the Chiefs beat the Browns 22-17. And finally, the Breeze versus Brady showdown has the Tampa Bay Buccaneers moving on with the win over the Saints 30-20. Drew Breeze after the game.
There are obviously so many incredible memories, so many incredible relationships that have come as a result of playing this game, and man, you find out so much about yourself, and you have to fight through so much, you know, when you play this game. And I say this season probably had to fight through more than I've ever had to in any other season in my career, from injury to all the COVID stuff to just crazy circumstances. Man, it was worth every moment of it. Absolutely.
Tom Brady after the game.
Yeah, just so proud of our, you know, everyone, the whole organization, you know, our coaches have put in so much work and effort getting us this point and preparing us every day and just done an amazing job. And, you know, guys really come together. It's a really unique team and we have great chemistry. We have fun at practice and we work really hard to get this point, just like the other three teams remaining. So it's hard to get to this point. There's nothing guaranteed from this point forward, but you know, we got to go out there and we're going to have to play our very best to beat one of the best teams in the league.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. It is me, Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. Hey, all these great interviews that we deliver to you every day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, are there. They're archived at the website. So if you want to download them, share them with your friends, by all means, our gift to you, because we're givers here. This is what we're all about, okay? In pursuit of the truth, no matter where it leads, hopefully, at the end of everything, our first principles as a show is to bless you, is to enlarge your intelligence, to expand the possibilities. And this is a perfect case in point with our next guest, Curtis Morley, who's going to be upcoming here in just a few moments. But just as a prelude to that, I will say to you, in my business experience, which I guess I've gotten to that point. I remember early on when I was starting to do a talk show, and I was doing more public service interviews for radio stations back in my early broadcast career. I had one of my mentors comment and say, well, Bill, you just need experience. And once you get experience, then you're going to be able to relate that to your audience, because I was still rather young and green. And sometimes I still consider myself young and green. But I will say, after some decades of experience, one of the things I've learned when it comes to marketing and possibilities and business is that when things go left, and by left, I mean, you know, they may go in a downward trend left, there's always something on the other side, maybe to the right. And I'm not talking political terms here. I'm just talking just, you know, metaphorically here. So if things go down on the left, look to things on the right because of the possibilities. And that's just been my experience. Never, never have I experienced. I've been most fortunate, even though some people might say, well, America may be challenging that premise, where everything goes to hell in a handbasket. Now, I understand in this era of COVID, it may seem that way, but it's also quite interesting, quite telling to see how people in the midst of this pandemic have been able to find ways to more than just survive. Let's bring Curtis on now. Curtis is a serial entrepreneur. He says 5 times. He's an executive coach and author of Entrepreneur's Paradox, which we're going to talk about as well. Curtis, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, is that fair? Have you found that to be the case in your experience as well? Is that when things go left, and by left, I'm not talking about politically. Anytime you talk left and right, everything's so politically sensitive, they think, oh, we're only talking about politics. No, what I'm talking about when they go left, when they go down, you know, in a downward trend, there's always, I have found in my experience, there's that possibility that is in the opposite direction, because it seems that when business goes down, it's not like everything goes down. And sometimes it's kind of a calling out that must take place, where the market just takes care of those things that are in overabundance or maybe are wrong-footed, that lack credibility. Is that fair?
It is. And it's interesting because I get asked a lot, is starting a business during a pandemic a good idea? Is that even smart? And my answer to that is an emphatic yes. Mm-hmm. And the reason why is because anytime there's change, another word for change is opportunity. Mm-hmm. And the world has seen things that it's never seen before. It has demands and needs that have never been on the planet Earth before. And right now is a phenomenal time to start a business because there are those needs. And being done in a unique way that only entrepreneurs can do, mm-hmm. Now, that is one of the things that really makes America great, is the ability to find a demand, meet that demand. And right now, those demands are changing so much. There's just an enormous amount of opportunity.
See, and to me, that's foundational to the existence, as you said. It's what makes America great. And what needs to be protected is that entrepreneurial spirit, these idea originators and ones that are willing to pay the price that goes with that idea to see it to its fulfillment, right?
Absolutely. And if I can share an example, one of my favorite young entrepreneurs is named Kylie Chen, and she runs a travel expedition company. Well, you can imagine in the land of pandemic, there's travel is just being shut down, mm-hmm. and people are not going out of the country. But the desire to travel, the desire to have those explorations and have adventure and get out there and do something that's outside the normal everyday life is still there. That need hasn't gone away. And Kylie has done an amazing job transitioning from international travel and expeditions to domestic. And so she's created another company called Wander Camp, which has glamping in these amazing areas like Zion National Park and others that really still meet that demand. The demand hasn't gone away, but she had to adapt. She had to change so that she could meet the demand in our current COVID world.
Because at the core of it is we love adventure, don't we? And we're surprised. I'm finding myself here in Florida. I've been a resident of Florida now for, well, I guess, 11 years, full-time pretty much the last 9 years. And there is so much about Florida. There is so much about California, where I was born and raised, that I didn't see like I should, that I may go back to once they open up the state. It's been a little crazy, but still, even in this area here in the East, there's so many wonderful areas in Florida in particular. I think I was reading something and interviewed someone as well. They cited something like 36 different, you know, and each adventure was exciting, you know, to Kylie's point, that you don't have to go that far to find adventure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that to me is the heart of entrepreneurship, is the indefatigable drive to make it work no matter what.
Yeah.
That passion to say, I'm going to take this risk because I know there's a reward on the other side.
Yeah. But you know what's so cool about that at the start of it? And that is that they do it with a heart, at least I found, the ones that are most successful do it with a heart to serve others. And it's like, hey, I got this idea. I know that will bless you. And these are the ones that I see that take off. And they're also the ones that don't necessarily require an MBA from Harvard, do they?
Absolutely not. There's no Harvard required.
Right, exactly. And I think people would be surprised because, as you write, you know, that's kind of a common myth. Oh, I've got to have an MBA in order to start my own business, right?
Yeah, it's fun because entrepreneurs often have this conception that I'm an imposter. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't have the Harvard MBA. Everybody around me seems to be succeeding, but I've got all of these problems. And I write in the book, The Entrepreneur's Paradox, about imposter syndrome. And it's actually a piece that's baked into entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. Because if you think about it, Bill, there is no one on the planet Earth that has done what you're doing as a business owner at the time you're doing it, in the market you're doing it, and how you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it doesn't matter if it's a Harvard MBA or even somebody that's been experienced at a big blue chip company. Every single person that steps into this position is going to have to figure it out from scratch.
Right. Well, and this is what we love about human ingenuity. You know, it rises to the level of need and to that level to, you know, find a solution. And that's what entrepreneurs do, is that they look for solutions, and you love that, and they're a needful part of the recipe in this grand scheme of life that provides life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We've got more from Curtis Morley after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
That's why we're fresh and independent, okay? Not beholden to anybody but you. This is why we bring on the guests that we do that will bless you, enlarge you, and help you be grateful for the time that you spent with us. We want to add to your day, not take away. Curtis Morley continues with us. Curtis, in your book, you talk about I guess this is the kind of the entrepreneurial disease, is we think that if it's going to be done right, we have to be the one to do it. But really, in any successful business, it comes down to delegating responsibility, because the multiplication factor comes into play. Because one times one is still one. But one times two starts to give us two. You get the multiples to come into place. And plus on top of that, you bless other people, because there's other people that can fit in that puzzle piece of a successful business, people who have talents and giftings that can bless you and be blessed at the same time. And that's what you hope to find, right?
Absolutely. And that is one of the great things about entrepreneurship, is that it can be a blessing to so many people and so many lives, to be able to, you know, enrich their lives, bless them, not only with an income, but with a purpose, with the ability to, you know, do something great in the world, something that may have never been done before. And that's one of the keys to entrepreneurship, is overcoming the pitfall of wearing all the hats. Mm-hmm. And entrepreneurs love to wear all the hats. I know I did when I first started my first couple companies. Mm-hmm. That was one thing I was so proud of. And what I didn't realize, that it was inhibiting me from taking my business to the next level. I wasn't able to break out of that paradox that is entrepreneurship and say, you know what, it doesn't matter if I do it. What matters is that it gets done and done well. And as I progressed and learned, I found out that actually other people can do it a lot better than I can. And so it did become a huge blessing to many people's lives.
Exactly. I found out the same way you did, and that is that their 40 hours plus my 40 hours, assuming that we put 40 hours a work week, but entrepreneurs don't know about 40 hours. We're like 60, 80. that's the wackiness of it all, which is a whole other discussion of time management we can talk about next time. But, you know, again, the idea is that 40 hours focused on a particular aspect of the business, boy, I'll tell you, that's leverage, isn't it?
Absolutely. And if you look at, you know, I'm so glad you brought that up, because if you look at anybody's work day or work week, all of us have the same 24 hours every single day.
Right.
And we get to make the choice of how we're going to spend that 24 hours. We've been blessed with 24 amazing hours, and we can spend it searching for greatness. We can spend it, you know, like Elon Musk does. You know, wanting to send people to Mars and creating electric cars and things like that. Or we can spend it in other activities that aren't productive. And the choice is ours. We get to choose what we do with the blessing of every single 24 hours.
Well, we're visiting with Curtis Morley, a serial entrepreneur, educator, speaker, thought leader, as you can tell, patent holder, innovator, businessman, and coach. You can tell that as well, because that's inbred. That's the one thing about entrepreneurs, is that we love to learn and we love to teach. It's just in our wiring, isn't it?
Oh, for sure. It's so neat. And I love the entrepreneurial community, because what I see is that when entrepreneurs do make it to that next level and they do have some you know, level of success, what I see most often is that as they reach the summit of their personal mountain and they see those breathtaking views, most often what happens is they turn around and they reach back and help the next generation up.
Exactly. Yeah. Mentoring, mentorship, it's all part of the process, because what happens in in exercising your gift and talents, this is one of the things I would train on, Curtis, is that the giftings and talents that God's blessed you with, it's almost a command that, when God said, be fruitful and multiply, the implication is that you need to continue to grow, because God isn't about anything static. You got to continue to grow and develop yourself. And one of the biggest frustrations that I found with, training sales teams and in working close with companies across the country, was that when there was dissatisfaction and frustration, I would call it that round peg in a square peg syndrome that would take place. And for the most part, what it pointed to was people's particular interests, their giftings and talents were not being exercised in a company. as it currently existed. I mean, there were some people that just look at, they just felt like they wanted to be the chief executive officer. Well, that position was already taken. So you got to find some other place, or you got to go start your own company, be your own entrepreneur. And maybe that's all part of it that spurs you on. But the thing that I look to was there round pegs and round holes? Where there were round pegs and round holes, people were more satisfied. And part of that round peg, round hole association was the idea that, you know, they were free to express their individuality in a corporate structure in such a way that was win-win for all concerned, right?
Yeah, it's clear you've got a lot of experience with this. And that's one thing that really I focus on in the book. The book, The Entrepreneur's Paradox, talks about the two sides of the business. One is the business acumen, understanding key performance indicators and how to, you know, keep the bottlenecks out of the business, et cetera. But the other side of the book is how to develop the entrepreneur into a true leader. And like you talked about, identifying where the square holes are so the square pegs can fit in, and the round holes and the round pegs, and taking a step back, not wearing all the hats, but learning to delegate, learning to give people the opportunity to contribute in a way that's meaningful to them that also is meaningful to the company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you touch on a point that, boy, is really clear. And you won't learn this the first time, you know, the first go around necessarily. If you do, boy, you'll go a long way with it. And it's along with, you know, trying to wear all the hats is realizing that you're not your business. You've got to disassociate yourself with your business's identity for optimal growth, right?
I am so glad you brought that up, because that is a chronic problem with entrepreneurs, is that they gravitate to, I am the business. And you see, you know, a very simple test is to say, well, does your business have your own personal name on it? Is the bank account that is used, is that your own personal bank account? And that when the business succeeds, do you feel like you're succeeding? Or when it fails, do you feel like you're failing? Now, those type of things where their identity is really wrapped up in the business is one of the pitfalls of entrepreneurship. And understanding that the entrepreneur is a key piece to the business, but not the business in whole. And if you think of the business as a body, the entrepreneur is definitely the brains and the heart. But there's so many other pieces of the body that it takes to make that work, that they need to be able to surrender. They need to be able to surrender their identity and say, you know what, this is not me. I am, I'm a separate entity. I'm one piece, one cog in this business that is so full of amazing people that have blessed this life. And
Well, you touch on something as well here. We got about a little over a minute left here, so we're going to have to abbreviate. This is such a slight bit, but also important. Stephen Covey pointed this out in his acclaimed book, Seven Effective Steps That You Need, or Principles That You Need to Keep in Mind. One of them, it points to begin your business with the end in mind, right?
Yeah, and that's one of the first things I start with when I mentor or coach entrepreneurs is, what mountain are they going to climb? Because they don't know which mountain, they will just wander around the foothills. And picking that goal, and there's really only three paths. One is a lifestyle business, the other is a buy or be bought or an acquisition strategy, and the third is an initial public offering or an IPO. Besides that, there's really not any other place a small business can go. And understanding what are the goals specifically around the amount, the time, and the purpose. That is really where entrepreneurs skyrocket their business.
Exactly. Well, Curtis, you've really simplified this, and I mean this because sometimes I think we make it so complicated, entrepreneurship. And for those entrepreneurs out there, simplifying life is a good thing. And you need to check out The Entrepreneur's Paradox, linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Thank you, Curtis.
Historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 30-year fixed rate at 2.375 with a 2.39% APR with no lender fees. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.39% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.375 with a 2.39% APR. Call the experts at Edward Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Chinese officials said Monday that their gross domestic product expanded by 4.9% in the third quarter from a year earlier, putting China's economy back toward its pre-coronavirus levels. The Wall Street Journal says China revived its economy in three stages. First, by shutting down economic activity. In April, authorities got factories revved up again, allowing exports to increase. Then in the third quarter, authorities began encouraging consumers to venture out and open their wallets. After big tech censoring of President Trump and other conservatives in recent months, State Representative Tom Kading in North Dakota introduced a bill that would put social media giants like Twitter and Facebook in legal trouble for restricting political posts in North Dakota. No word on when the measure would be voted on. The winner at the Sony Open in Honolulu, Hawaii, belonged to Kevin Na. He won for the fourth time in a row. Na was three shots behind with six holes to play for a one-shot victory with a birdie on the final hole. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Hey, if you want to know who the we is, just look in the mirror, okay? It's that same we that starts out, we the people, all right? We have a country to save. And I'm not buying into that narrative, and I understand the prevailing forces are so powerful in what happened to us. I say to us, I mean everybody in this country. Because though the outcome may seem to favor the Democrats, clearly, there was manipulation that took place, all right? Now, to what degree, time will tell if we have somebody sincere enough to pursue the truth. And I say case in point, I want to bring Julio Rivera on here. Julio is the editorial director for ReactionaryTimes.com, a small business consultant, featured columnist at Newsmax, LiveZat, the Washington Times, and just to name a few. He is the consummate writer and commentator. But Julio, you know, even though there are forces that want us to believe differently or telling us, you know, you shall believe this way regardless of what your instincts or what common sense may tell you, they definitely want to squash the narrative for this end narrative that they had in mind over the last 4 years. Is that fair?
I'm sorry, I didn't completely get that. Say that again.
Okay, what I'm saying is that there's a control of the narrative that has been going on for 4 years. Clearly, Donald Trump is bad, and the only answer is anybody else but Donald Trump, and it's got to be somebody that is going to go with the traditional beltway mentality of a globalist mindset, and of course, all on the heels of this movement towards socialism. And though Donald Trump said that on his watch, socialism would not have a place, and there were many people that stood up to that announcement and agreed, but yet the country, if you go along with the narrative that's being purported and told that we must believe, the country has decided now differently that we want to move in a socialist direction.
Yeah, and that's very unfortunate. And some of the people that are getting hit the worst as a result of this because of the COVID lockdowns is entrepreneurship in America. I mean, that's really, there's people that are not going to be able to recover from the coronavirus. Like, they're done. You know, they're bankrupt. They're never coming back. And it's an unfortunate state of affairs. But it's kind of ironic because now, as we see Joe Biden about to be inaugurated, you see New York, Chicago, California, a lot of these places are now open to, you know, reducing the lockdowns and getting back to the order of business.
Yeah. These are Democratic-controlled states, and so this serves their interests. So they're going to do what serves them, and people that do not have a critical mind will not ask. They'll just go along and say, oh, it's great. You know, Joe Biden is here. He's the savior of the free world. But other people are going to go, and they're going to be accused of being, you know, Trump supporters and that. But their critical reasoning bears the question of why now and not then.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It was only because they wanted President Trump to fail.
Right.
That's what this was all about, you know, and I think this was coordinated. I think that China, if you look at the evidence, you know, that they knew that the coronavirus was growing and they restricted travel from Wuhan to other regions of China while simultaneously letting flights from Wuhan out to the rest of the world. They basically infected the world with this, which caused then for the Democrats the opportunity for them to do the widespread mail balloting. This was, I mean, I don't want to be, you know, Mr. Conspiracy Theory, but the truth is that, you know, China is our number one enemy. You know, they're our greatest geopolitical foe. They're running an espionage campaign that's global. We have an unprecedented set of circumstances right now in America, and we got the worst possible president coming in now, you know, we're about to be inaugurated, Joe Biden, somebody who's very, very China-centric.
Right. Well, you're going to find out with Joe Biden what would have happened if Hillary Clinton would have been elected. A different country, although I'm sure the Chinese would have moved in, because keep in mind, the Chinese are in conflict with the entire world, if the truth be known. It's not just America, because their ambition is to be the leader of the world and the story. They want to be in control of everything. And if you look at the tentacles of their influence and how they've stretched in, out not only throughout the United States, but through Europe and in other areas, it's all about control. And they have been able to leverage their investments, the tease of a billion people and what kind of commerce that could generate. And they have... you know, they have relied on the greed of business people and corporate America, corporations around the world to fall victim and to fall into that trap. And here they are. I mean, China is about ready to secure this. So it's much more than just, you know, COVID. The fact of the matter is that Donald Trump was an interrupting force to their ultimate vision and goals. Donald Trump put a lot of pain in their operation and was causing them to spend a lot more money and take bigger hits that they knew that could not be sustained. And so they had to get him out. I think that in part, of course, right now, everybody's opinion counts because we don't really have all the facts, although there are scientists in China who are able to speak out and said, and they admit, they said this was not an accident. This was methodical. This was something that the communist Chinese did. not only to the United States, but to the world. And I mean, that's pretty powerful. And I think the world, in a matter of time, as they get to a point of healing, I think that, you know, the communist Chinese could possibly face some consequences. But all they can hope for is that they're so entrenched in the operation of these different countries that if they do go after the communist Chinese, they would, in effect, be shooting, you know, their own foot. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it definitely does. Yeah, this is a very, very dangerous situation. You're talking about supply chains. There are so many things that we're unfortunately dependent on from China. And President Trump was working towards, you know, establishing our independence from that. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, just as the ink was drying on that phase one trade deal and you have the COVID outbreak, it almost seems like it was done on purpose, right?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't
yes.
it, Bill?
Yeah.
I mean, when you really think about it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And, of course, you know, the mainstream media and those that support the communist Chinese, believe it or not, I mean, whoever thought we'd ever say that, right? They support the communists, would call us conspirators. We're tinfoil hat wearers. We would be accused of this. But, you know, it's kind of hard, you know, in terms of following the money and following, you know, the pattern and what took place. It's hard not to come to that inevitable conclusion, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're you know, at this point, that's really what I'm most afraid of with a Joe Biden presidency is the foreign policy shifts for America. You know, we had finally started to establish ourselves and started to walk away from some of the uncomfortable arrangements that we had, let's call it that, you know, like the Iran nuclear deal,
right.
You know, the Paris Climate Accords and all this other stuff.
It's all,
you know,
coming
we're
back.
Finally operating in the best interest of America. And now, you know, we're going to take a step backwards and we're going to go right back into what we were, you know, and that's the dangerous thing with presidencies and administrations, because, you know, the vision of President Trump was a beautiful vision, but unfortunately it was only temporary, Bill.
Yeah, sadly. He secured our national security that was compromised by Barack Obama and Joe Biden. And the mainstream media did us no favors because they did nothing to promote the truth and expose the policies of Barack Obama and Joe Biden and how it corrupted our national security. We've got more from Julio Rivera after this. Stay with us.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. The queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
That's Rosie, the queen of the coronavirus, I guess he's singing about. Of course, this is now, that was then. We can look at all kinds of things to try to understand and, you know, figure all this stuff. And, Julio, I often say that in the absence of fact, you know, opinion rules. And this is what has happened in the last 4 years, if the truth be known. I mean, we got this introduction of the narrative that all of a sudden became, you know, journalistic, I mean, professionally journalistic, journalistically acceptable to abandon truth and abandon the facts. And let's just put out a narrative out there. And it's no wonder that people are confused and they don't know what to believe, but they know they feel uncomfortable. And we have such a huge portion of Americans who, you know, they've got something grinding in their stomach. And Wednesday, they're going to do everything they can to kind of hold everything down because this inauguration is going to take place. And, you know, I don't know. It's people have more questions than answers. It's not good.
Yeah, America is going to be very splintered. Bipartisanship, I think, is dead. Now, at this point in America, this whole supposed healing of the country, and we're going to come together and you know, be similar, you know, we're going to find common ground. I doubt that. Mm-hmm. I seriously doubt that. And I don't think that Joe Biden is capable of bringing the country together. I think that for supposedly somebody that got so many votes, I think he was probably one of the least appealing candidates that we've had actually run for office in a long time. This is a guy that couldn't get 1% of the vote back in 1988. I mean, right. He was polling at about 1%. This is a guy that is very damaged because of his associations, his child's associations. You know, I think the testimony from not testimony because they didn't go to court, but you know, Tony Bobulinski had to say about what they were doing. I mean, this is a very, very, very I think a flawed candidate. This is somebody who could be impeached. I think, like, you know, they went after Trump and they impeached Trump twice. If you really look at Joe Biden and a lot of the things that he's been accused of, mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of the associations, I mean, he's somebody that we should really be worried about in particular.
Yeah, his quid pro quo was way ahead of Donald Trump's alleged quid pro quo. And the difference being is that we have Joe Biden on tape admitting to said quid pro quo. But that's stepped over because, again, the hatred of Donald Trump was so obvious that people were willing to suspend, you know, their own intelligence to not only impeach the president once, but now twice. Are you kidding me? I mean, what is, you know, there's something more telling about this. It's like, for all, it's not just Donald Trump being impeached. It's anybody who supported or even thought there was any validity whatsoever of the Trump administration. We're all in that big basket of deplorables being impeached and being negated and invalidated when it comes to, you know, our country, 'tis of thee.
Yeah, it's unfortunately, it's the great reset of the deep state. And they're going to go about it, and they're going to delegitimize everything that Trump did. They're going to undo a lot of the great things that he did. You know, one of the things that I'm worried about the most is diplomacy. Like I said, going forward, that's the biggest issue is how we deal with other countries. And
right.
Unfortunately, we're going to go right back into that system, which marginalizes you know, American exceptionalism. I would think that we're going to see. You know, the economy is going to continue to go down here. We're not, you know, I think President Trump could have brought the economy back from COVID, and we could have had the greatest economic boom ever, you know,
right.
post-COVID,
mm-hmm.
If President Trump, you know, was still in office, and we would have continued in the tradition of deregulation. One of the things that, you know, Biden actually ran on was that he was going to raise taxes.
Yes.
So, I mean, you're going to see a lot of investment leave America immediately. I think that, you know, jobs numbers are going to go down. You know, obviously they've done a lot to destroy entrepreneurship with the way that the COVID pandemic was handled. You know,
why would we have a tough time going forward. Why would we expect anything different than what we experienced with 8 years with Obama-Biden? I mean, these are the same policies that wrecked our country, that put more people on welfare, killed the job market. The happiness ratio was just absolutely abysmal. And look what happened. Donald Trump comes, gets rid of all these regulations. People are back to work. They're happy again. They're providing for their families. And Joe Biden is, you know, we're going to build it back better with the same policies that killed the country, you know, 4 years ago. Why? I mean, what in your right mind can you think has happened that the Biden-Obama policies would be more effective in 2021 than they were in, you know, 2012?
Yeah, I mean, and we have an extraordinary set of circumstances that we're dealing with right now, you know, post-COVID, you know, economically. So, I mean, that's just going to kill, and it's going to cause a malaise economically, you know, for America. You know, we were really getting there, and I think that's a lot of it. I think a lot of it is that they hate President Trump because he fixed a lot of these issues, you know, and these career politicians. That, you know, spend, you know, Joe Biden himself, I mean, he's been a political animal for the last 50 years.
Well, look at the leadership. You know, you got Biden, you got Pelosi. I mean, Pelosi's 81. You got Schumer. I mean, all this old guard Democrats that have been around forever that have turned the business of politics into a profession that serves themselves and that have created a ruling class elite at the expense of the everyday man and woman.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. And that's why I'm shocked that, you know, that Joe Biden, even with the fraud, was able to win. But, you know, I mean, if you look at the battleground states, a lot of these were tight. This is really, really sad. I mean, this is really like a low point as far as the legitimacy of America. You know,
the problem is it's surreal. It is totally surreal. I mean, I just feel like, somebody's going to wake me up, Julio, and just say, oh, it was just a bad dream. You're okay. And you go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. This makes sense again. But, you know, going back to what you said earlier, you know, and I think is that the psychological warfare that's taking place right now is not being addressed. And that psychological warfare that is being orchestrated by the deep state in union with big tech and the establishment media that is putting out a narrative that all is well. And the only problem with America right now is those darn Trump voters, the deplorables, as Hillary Clinton put it. And so what happens is we get rid of those deplorables, then we're in kumbaya country and everything is fine. It's all those crazy Trump people. They're the problem with America. I mean, this is the narrative. I mean, as disgusting as this sounds, and this is coming from a group of people that wants to say, well, one minute, oh, we need to unify. Well, you know, that's like, it's like the Palestinians telling Israel, we need to unify. And the only way we can unify is if you're dead. Right?
Yeah. It is, but they don't, they're underestimating the power, the political clout of 75 million Americans that voted for President Trump legitimately. I mean,
yeah, we're talking real voters here. We're not talking, you know, made up voters, okay? And we're not talking people that came from the grave who died Republican and came back and voted Democrats. We're talking real live Americans, millions of people that voted. And that is the difference between, between, you know, the voters. Not, I mean, you know, even George Wright, well, there were only two people that were, you know, died and voted from the grave. That's all. So there's nothing here. There's only two that they determined there was only two.
No, my God, yeah. I wouldn't think that it would. I think it was a lot more, you know, certainly than that, you know. And not only that, the Democrats told all of their constituents to vote, even if they had voted by mail. That's right. One thing that people aren't talking about, that prior to the actual election day, you know, they were like, oh, make sure that you guys – go out and vote in person because your votes might not get there because of the postal service. Mm. So I'm sure that there were double votes. I'm sure there's right. A lot of people that voted twice, and that would have disqualified a lot of these slim margins in some of the battleground states.
And what was the story about this one gal over the weekend that just got arrested? She said basically she had a deal with Biden's team, and they came and arrested her for voter fraud, and it was pretty much she was doing what she was told to do by the Biden team, and that if she didn't in other words, if she didn't get what she was supposed to get, that they were going to have hell to pay. So we'll see what happens, see if this reveals anything. But, you know, we got so many other instances, you know, like even in Ilhan Omar's district, if you remember, Veritas, James O'Keefe, on video catches the guy. Yep. He's got a car full of ballots that he's harvested.
Yeah, and Texas, too. Texas had Dallas Jones ballot harvesting.
Right.
We're trying to get as many, upwards of about 700,000 votes in Harris County.
Unbelievable.
That's insane.
Well, he's the editorial director for ReactionaryTimes.com. Check it out. Occasionally, you'll see a commentary from yours truly there. And we've got a new one coming up that you'll want to read as well. Business consultant and a featured columnist at Newsmax.com, amongst others. Julio Rivera. Thanks, Julio. Take care. Happy New Year, buddy.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
The final phase of